Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! CardoMax Energy Intensifier is exactly the energy intensifier you need to brighten up your day, Jabes.
CardoMax Energy Intensifier will give you the clean, great-tasting boost your day needs. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax Energy Intensifier is packed with B3, B6, and B12 vitamins, caffeine, and BCAAs to keep you dialed in throughout your day. Use the promo code Nooners to get 30% off your next 4 orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com.
Helping you achieve your max.
Profesh. That was professional.
The computer reset is what happens.
We
here.
Can't even have any more conversations
not.
About the computer.
It's actually nuts. The computer itself is fine. It is Chrome. Are you Chrome or are you Safari? Where do you go?
I am Safari. I'm usually Chrome.
Gotcha.
I've been Chrome. I'm Safari right now. You know.
Yep. So Chrome reset, they have a new system, they have some new software where they're like, oh, hey, we're going to protect your computer, and you need to update it. And it was like, oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So by doing that, it wiped out everything that you had saved, bookmarks, everything else, and they were like, you can go ahead and resave all that. Oh, thank you, Chrome. Thank you so much. You already track what I do every single day anyways, so fuck off. A little under the weather today.
What's going on?
Went to the sauna to try to sweat this out.
We also traveled to a very cold climate in a cornfield.
We did. It was raining.
And
it was
we were not used to, I haven't been cold, like walking outside and being cold in so long. It was such a foreign, do you know
very
what I mean?
Foreign.
It was just like, I like didn't know what to do about it. It was like, tensing up like I've never been in the cold before in my life.
Right.
So it was jarring, and then it rains on top of that, and you know. But we did go to the wedding of the century.
Yeah.
We went, we made it.
We did.
It was beautiful. Craig, you're rich, whatever. we partied in a cornfield and it was so much fun, and he seemed very happy that we were there. So
yeah. Yeah.
Love seeing the crew.
It was a blast. Yeah, it was raining though, a little under the weather, trying to shake it as we speak.
I gotcha.
So
wanted to give that little shout out to Craigers.
Fighting through it, Craigers. Thanks for having us. We had a good time. I can't even pull up YouTube, by the way, so stoked about that.
Okay.
They were like, oh, hey, can you Google's? Oh, that's right, because Google owns Chrome. It's Google Chrome. So they're like, hey, can you do the 3-factor authentication?
What have you been doing on the computer that whole time? Like
when?
Before I got here.
I was trying to figure it out. So I'm trying to go back change these passwords and everything else. Allegedly, they said 43 of my passwords were hacked. And here's the thing. They're all the same because I don't care.
Sure.
So is it true by Chrome? Maybe. Do I also not care? Yes, I don't care. You're tracking my every movement, so I don't really care anymore what you know or don't know. And this is going to get worse, by the way.
Yeah.
No, for real. Did you hear about the new banking thing?
No.
Oh, this is going to be a blast. If this goes through...
I don't really bank, so...
Yeah, yeah. if this goes through, by the way, this one's worth fighting for, where it's like, hey, dude, fuck off. Let's take to the streets.
Okay, what?
Let's take to the streets over this one. So if you have $600 in transactions in your account, the IRS wants to track you through your personal bank account. $600. Now, there was a lot of blowback from this, okay?
Okay.
And people were like, look, if you do this, we're going to freak out and blah, blah, blah. So now Senate Democrats today have unveiled a scaled back version from the Biden administration to crack down on wealthy tax cheats, after conservative groups in the bank industry raised major privacy concerns. So what they want to do is raise it now to $10,000 in annual deposits or withdrawals. No.
Jeez. Like,
yeah.
That's not a lot.
I don't wish death on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if this goes through, I hope that whole fucking administration dies. All of them. You're starting to get into some fucking Big Brother shit now. Right. Where it's like, dude, you'll be looking for crypto in other places. I remember in Vegas, like if you won more than 10 grand, you had to go and report it or whatever. And that's fine because it's gambling, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Although we saw the other side of it where you can just go to like 38 different casinos and lay $999, you know, to beat the IRS.
Right. It's a big operation, but yeah.
It was. Remember we watched that special and it was like, Floyd Mayweather still does
just, like,
it all the time.
Can you clean your own money?
I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do, but this is the worst goddamn idea of all time. Like, now you're just going into our personal shit. And if you have to answer for every transaction like that, especially if you have a business.
Well, okay. I mean, to be fair, when I do my taxes, I look at everything just in my bank account of like what I've done, where it went. And just justify it.
You do. But not the government. The government's not doing it for you.
Well, okay.
Yeah. The government doesn't know what you're doing with the money and why, right? It's your job to report it to them and say, all right, great. Okay. You know, with this 10-
Would that mean that I don't have to do that anymore?
And
they'll just be like, this is what you did.
It means they can tax the shit out of you.
Right.
So... I mean, really, really fucking tax the shit out of you. And then you're going to have to fight over what the expense was for.
against the IRS, which is always a blast.
Yeah.
If I get one more fucking IRS stub for $15.86 from some bullshit fee or tax that doesn't really exist, mm-hmm. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. If you want to go inside my bank account, though, I get a real big fucking problem with that.
Right.
So, you know, and the rest of these assholes, like, dude, you're going to sit here and do this after, you know, you've taken out money from COVID, switched the stock market, everything else, fucking AOC's bullshit attacks the rich and everything else.
Well,
fuck you.
We're just paying for their
lifestyle.
Goodwill.
What goodwill?
Just sending out checks to absolutely everyone and keeping them
for
out
nothing.
Of work. So now we're...
You and I got a check.
We're getting close to the debt ceiling, and they need us to help them.
Yeah. You and I got a check for, what, $550 for the kids? Never asked for it, nothing. Oh, don't worry about it. We're just sending this to you for you and your children or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We got you. We're going to take care of you.
So we sent it back. Yeah.
Fucking burned it. What do you do with that?
You know, it wasn't real anyway, so it was just like...
Yeah. But now you want to go into people's bank accounts? Man, dude. I hope this entire fucking administration dies in a plane crash. Like, this can't happen fast enough at this point. The country's in fucking shambles. Now there's a fucking food shortage. People are hoarding food. Like, what the fuck, dude? This empty shelves Joe bullshit, like, get it together, dude. I mean, get it together. I've never seen somebody fuck up a country in under a year so quickly.
Is this Petey? Petey Booge?
He's still not there. He's on his third fucking month of paternity leave. Third month of paternity leave.
Well, he does have, what do they have, twins?
Yeah. So what? He's got another husband. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, you're the head of transportation.
I would venture.
Shit's all fucked up.
Four dudes to handle.
Oh,
twins.
God. I mean, that fucking
One
guy.
One woman, but four dudes.
All of
yeah.
it. All of it. Him. Like, dude, let's put him in there. AOC, Biden, Kamala, all of them. Let's just put them in a fucking plane and have it go down. The border's a goddamn mess. We'll take all your fucking poor, your weak. You can come right in. How's that working out? How the fuck is that working out? Now you want to go inside our bank accounts? Jesus Christ. To pay for all your bullshit? What? I don't even care who's on the ballot in this next election. I don't even give a shit if it's all fucking weird ass QAnon people or fucking clowns. I will literally vote anyone in at this point.
For president?
All of it. For House, Congress.
So the circus
everything.
Is like freaking out that Trump is going to run again.
They should be.
And they're like, there's no chance that he doesn't run again.
Look, if you're looking at the
and
country
just, like,
right now,
losing their mind.
You're literally just handing it to him. You're just handing it to him. Because. Mean tweets aside or whatever the fuck, like, dude, the policies were working. The country was fucking loaded. We were dealing, dude. Then this fucking asshole rolls in and we're fucked. So you're literally just handing him the election at this point. And if he ran, my God, dude. Yeah. Then you could look in my account and that 10 grand would be going to him to help him try to fucking win. Because Jesus Christ, it's a fucking mess. I was up late last night ordering toys for our kids for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And that is no lie either. Go look at fucking toys. There was like three or four things left for this one big item that my child had won. And I was like, what? What world?
Yeah.
Most of this shit is on back order until November already. So if you're a parent out there, go and look at all your kids' stuff and get in on it. Because you're going to be fucked. Yeah.
What about a Black Friday? No.
What do you mean?
No more Black Friday?
I don't think we can. I don't think it's culturally.
Yeah, I think they still call it that.
Do they?
Dark Friday?
Yeah. Dark Friday?
What are they doing?
Jesse.
The shopping day where you get everything
yeah,
on?
Black Friday.
And people kill each other in Walmart?
Yeah. I don't know what's going to be left. So by the time you get there, there's going to be like four things.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. No. And then food. I was talking to my mom about food because we're going back for Christmas. And, you know. Shit, you're going to have to order all this stuff in advance.
Yeah, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I've never seen anything like what's going on. And then even dealing with the seltzer shit, like every single last little thing, that's on back order, this on back order, this on back order. It's just like, my God, man. What the fuck happened? What happened?
All of our stuff is sitting in the, what is it, Bob? The Suez?
No, it's just outside the ports of LA right now. Long Beach in LA.
It's like 500 fucking
cargo ships. I think, are they still on them? Whatever. They can't get drivers to take them and deliver them, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. From my understanding, it was there's a meeting with the union presidents right now to allow them to work to keep the ports open 24 hours a day to try to bring some of the shipment in. But then the truck drivers union and then the other unions would all have to agree on it simultaneously to even facilitate that kind of efficiency and that kind of turnover rate. But as of right now, everything is just jammed packed there.
It's just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. It's sitting there. Like, and the unions aren't going to agree to that bullshit either. Because if it's one thing you know about a union, they don't really like to work. They don't. By the way, speaking of unions, IATSE came to a settlement.
Oh, that was quick.
Well, they couldn't afford to shut down again. So I'm surprised. I wonder if they didn't get together and they were like, look, man, after the COVID shit, if we shut down one more time, that's it for Hollywood. They got everything they asked for too. Everything. And you're going to see a lot more of that, I think, by the way, from all these unions, because with all the fucking bullshit going on and people not being able to get their goods and services and everything, you could pretty much threaten to strike and then go in and be like, all right, great. Give us what we want. Give us more money or fuck off.
Yeah.
Cause that's what we're seeing everywhere right now. I went into a Circle K last night. I tried to. It was about 4:30, 5 after work, right? Got some gas. I just wanted to go in, grab a quick drink, some water, and doors were locked. Mm. I was like, all the lights were off. Mm. There was a sign on the door that said, we don't have enough people to work here.
Okay.
We're closed.
I am legend.
Shit. That's what it feels like.
Soy legenda.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. So I don't know, man. I think we're all just kind of fucked here. I got a text from Sean. Let's see what this little fucking bitch said.
Jeez. Sorry, Sean.
Sean got he's positive for COVID.
He's
got COVID, yeah.
Yeah, he was hanging out with Joel, probably.
Oh, well, if anyone's going to die from it, though, huh?
I guess.
It's that little meatball.
Yeah.
God, I'm joking,
him and his fucking
obviously
family.
He's a young buck. He'll be fine.
So sick every fucking time. Like, it's crazy.
He is? What?
Yeah. Dude, I've gotten more like calls of I'm sick, my kids are sick, everything
else.
Oh,
okay. It's a sickly home.
I don't know. Check the fucking mold in your house, bro. Like, you know? Show goes on, Sean.
He is an editor. Maybe
I don't feel great.
Maybe some vitamin D, right? Maybe get out in the sunlight.
If everyone in the office wants to go ahead and grab a water right now and make sure they're hydrated for the rest of the
hydrated,
day.
Hydrated, maybe then, an immuno boost.
Yeah.
Halfway
yeah.
through every episode, we're going to take a little break and go outside and we'll walk around for 15
minutes. We get our 15 minutes mid-show.
Yeah.
Take our smoke break.
Yeah. Get that vitamin D, you know.
Yeah, but so. I do believe Sean probably, he seems like the type that would suffer from scurvy.
Yeah. Like maybe gangrene too, like old school stuff that like isn't around anymore.
Mm-hmm. Nick, yeah. If you could put an ad Mumps. Up for a new editor prematurely, you know, that'd be great.
Just because
he's
going to
die.
Him
and his family are going
him.
To die.
We'll keep an eye
I've
on
I've never
sweet
seen
a
family so sick all the time. Yeah, they're going to die, and that's fine. But me, like, I'm here. It's game day. It's game day, God damn it. I'm in it.
You're in it.
Again, went to the sauna here. Got a fun, flirty little bandana on.
Love it.
But it's not for me. It's not for me. It's for you guys here. So the other day I said my favorite comedian, female comedian of all time was Lucy from obviously I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
This is her jam that she wore.
Stretch.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, the trailer came out today.
Yes.
I was stoked to see it. However, I was unaware that it was Nicole Kidman.
And who's Desi?
It's Javier Bardem.
It is?
Yes. Weird casting all the way around. How old is Nicole Kidman, Bob?
I like him. I think she's 50.
She's in her 50s. 54, yeah.
54.
Age, dude.
Yeah, so what era are they going through all of it?
I don't know. I mean, apparently.
What does it look like on the trailer? From young to old or just...
Half of it's in black and white and like if you watch the trailer, I wish we could pull this shit up. If you watch the trailer, half of it's in black and white, and that's the only time they show her as Lucy. I don't see her as Lucy whatsoever.
No.
I don't see Javier Bardem as Ricky.
No.
There's so many other guys I can think of that would do it.
Yeah.
So much better.
Strange.
They both are not, they're both so serious. And they're, you're going to tell me that they can really turn it on enough to be Desi and Lucy Arnett, right?
I can buy Kidman. I think she's, but
you think Javier, she's good enough to like turn it on.
Yeah,
and be
Javier Bardem just looks like a psycho, though.
Yeah,
like
he always just looks like a psycho.
He can't lead a band, right?
Like, and like
he,
Desi was so like upbeat and like cute and like, you know,
yeah, happy, like
light.
Every time Javier Bardem smiles, I'm going to assume that it's because he like,
he just beat her.
Yeah. Just drank someone's blood backstage. And then
if they're going to go through that part of it where like he was like a fucking horrible husband and beat her all the time and stuff, I guess he would be the right pick.
Make a call.
What?
Yeah.
Make a call.
Yeah, exactly. Like I can't see him as anything else.
It's strange, right?
Yeah.
So this is Aaron Sorkin who did this. So the dialogue should be snappy.
You're going to get Sorkin'd.
But I mean, the last Sorkin movie fucking sucked dick.
What?
The trial of the Chicago 7 or whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, that was Sork.
Yeah. And he won all of the awards for it, by the way. I think he won the Oscar.
Trial of the Delightful
That movie was
five.
A goddamn disaster.
Yeah.
A fucking disaster.
He's actually been on a cold streak lately.
Yeah.
Because
he used to be one of my favorite
What was the
writers.
One before that?
Molly's Game and Steve Jobs.
Oh.
Mm, I hated Steve Jobs.
Well,
I like
mean,
the
there
Sorkin
was 20.
Steve Jobs more than the Ashton Kutcher one.
Molly's Game was fine.
You know what's weird? I like the Ashton Kutcher one better. Swear to God.
How many are
the,
there?
The dinner,
20?
There's two. But the,
there's two. Okay.
The whole dinner with his dad and the Ashton Kutcher one where like, you know that like his dad owns the restaurant but doesn't know Steve Jobs is his son. I don't know, like that.
Ashton Kutcher isn't good.
I thought
he's
Ashton
not a good actor.
Yeah, but here's
like
the thing:
like in any way, shape, or form,
Ashton Kutcher actually looked more like Steve Jobs.
Looks
than Michael Fassbender.
Fine,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
So, if you're good at it, like even Nicole Kidman, if she does it, I'm gonna forget that she doesn't really look like Lucy, right? I think it's better to be, you know, embody more of the like personality than looking exactly like him.
And
right?
Fassbender was a real dick. Like, he was just such an asshole, especially to Seth Rogen in it, who played Wozniak. Yeah, it was really great. And they pivoted his around the product releases. So it was basically the same day in different years, kind of like through the whole story, which I liked a little bit more.
That movie
I'll be quiet
just,
now.
It stresses
I liked,
me
I
out
the
just
Ashton,
listening
I liked
to
the
it.
Ashton Kutcher movie. I did. I didn't like the Fassbender one at all.
I don't do a cooch.
I like the cooch in that
Don't
one.
Don't do a cooch
I did.
Movie.
I was like,
I
hey.
Do cooch as like, dude, where's my car or something?
Sure.
Or like that 70s show. Yeah. I don't do cooch in any other.
Speaking of which, they're going to do that 90s show. So they just announced that.
Look, if they get the casting right.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Good for them. Bob, pull up TMZ, by the way. There's new footage here that claims that it's Brian Laundrie.
It's 100% not. By the way, my
no.
facial recognition is unparalleled.
It really is.
Yours
great.
Is awful. And
Mine's
we
terrible.
Both
yep.
agree
yeah.
that it's a weird homeless guy. I even think I know who the homeless guy is.
You know this guy?
I don't know. He looks familiar as a homeless guy I've seen, but not Brendan Laundrie.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. You can just tell by his hat and his hair. He has
just
hair.
Just the shape of his face.
Yeah. That's not him. What the fuck, bro?
No. And that's Big not how Laundrie's rolling around.
No, dude. On a fucking old-timey bicycle from the 1920s.
You think it's him?
No, this is fucking Bigfoot-type quality.
Yes, yeah.
Also,
yeah.
He's in the mountains.
He's in the mountains, or he's in a bunker under the flower bed at his parents' house. Like, two places that he can be. Did you see that on TikTok? People are like, they saw the mom, like, she looked like she was doing like gardening, but she was actually handing something like into the flower bed. And because you know, TikTok is making this so much more interesting than it actually is.
Sure.
And so now we're like, oh my gosh, does she have a bunker like under the flower
oh,
bed?
You know what it is? It's a spider hole, like they found Saddam in.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the only way to truly. Escape for that long, right? Like if you're on the run, people are going to see you. If that really was Brandon, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he really was rolling around like that, he would have been caught. If he's under a bunker in the flower bed at his own house, they may never find him.
Right, right.
I think the Germans had success in Argentina, so I don't know, maybe if he should head there.
Maybe.
Again, like, I don't know how he, unless he's already in that place, like, before we even started reporting on it, unless he's already in that place, Mexico, wherever it may be, he's not going to get there. So he either got there the day after or 2 days after,
yeah,
and he's been there the whole time,
yeah,
or he's in the flower bed bunker.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cops came, they looked through the house, and they didn't see him. They looked in the backyard, they didn't see him.
Eric Tanzi, by the way, is going up to that Boone, North Carolina game. It's App State on Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's up there. So, by the way, if you're in the area at that App State game versus Coastal Carolina, Tailgate Legends will be there.
Bolo?
Yeah, be on the lookout.
Bolo for
up there. But that terrain up there is rugged. So
sure.
I think he's up there. I think he's in the Appalachian Trail. Yeah.
No.
That's where I think. Where do you think he is? Florida?
I already told you where I thought he was.
In the fucking, you think he's
I'm
in the front of the
house?
I'm
telling you he's like somewhere at his house or something.
Spider hole, baby.
Yeah.
Something.
No. They've gone through the house. Like, that's crazy.
It's not in the house. I don't think that they would think to like lift up the flower bed. Know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I can't even.
And by the way,
that.
Brilliant. If I ever need to hide, that's where I'm hiding.
In the flower bed.
Yeah, like in plain sight, right? Like
sure.
in the place that they would never check. That's where you need to be hiding.
Yeah.
Not in the fucking mountains, hiking or Mexico. Like that's where everyone thinks you are.
Carpool lane picking up your children. No one's
Yeah,
hiding.
Like just hide, just like.
Well, what day are we on with this?
Oof.
Like where are we at?
Too
For
long.
Real.
It's been over a month.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
You got to give him some fucking credit. Like that's amazing.
I'll give his mom credit for building that bunker under the flower bed.
Oh my God, dude. No, he's out there, okay? He's not only beat the FBI at this point, he's beaten Dog the Bounty Hunter.
How is he getting food? Like, he's,
you live
he's
off
a little
the land,
fucking
dude.
Psycho twink. Like,
he lives
he's
off
dying.
The land. Remember his post where he was like, the gorillas and everyone, no one has a washing machine
yeah,
in the jungle.
Did you see their nice-ass Sprinter van? Like, he's never actually roughed it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They said he did. They said he lived in the woods for
yes.
like a month. Remember? Because we were like, oh, he's a fucking psycho.
Right.
I don't know.
And his mom said, hey, dude, he can live forever. Like, he doesn't need anything. So, it's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. Day 30. It's a long fucking time,
okay.
dude. So, hey, I don't know if he'll ever get caught.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
But, and the whole fucking charade of it with pulling out shotguns yesterday in the swamp and everything
mm-hmm.
that they thought they had him. He didn't have anything.
Right.
He's better than you. Smarter than you. He's faster. He's stronger than you. Laundrie's going to live forever. Okay?
Or he's dead somewhere. But yeah.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead.
You think his parents have contact with him?
I don't think not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah, because I think he's off the fucking grid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they
you gotta cut ties, and that's
so.
The thing.
I think that's probably why the parents are like starting to look because now they're like, we don't know if he's alive or dead, right?
And Bob,
before they were like, no, we're good.
Bob, you got a kid now, mm-hmm. so like you understand now, like this love for this child. If he murdered somebody, you try to help him out, give him a few days head start, you know.
Yeah, I think
I'd get him to Mexico.
Yeah, and then I'd be
sure.
like, you're on your. This is the last favor. You
yeah.
piece of
right.
shit.
Right, or like, yeah. we're going to, yeah, just chill there for a little bit. Lay fucking low.
Yeah.
Not like you were before.
Yeah,
lay
yeah,
actually
yeah.
low.
Yep.
And I'll be there in a couple months. We're going to talk about it. What the fuck did you do? Don't tell me right now. It's not a secure line.
I don't want to know anything.
I don't want to
yeah.
know anything, but I'll see you in a couple months and we'll figure it out.
I don't think you can go back. I think it's like heat. Remember when Val Kilmer
yeah, yeah,
went up
yeah,
to
yeah.
get his lady?
Or like bloodline.
And then she gave it the old, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, you got to get out of here. And he's mm-hmm. just like, oh, fuck. And you see it in his eyes. He was the only one to escape that.
Right.
All of the rest of them in heat died.
Uh-huh.
Kilmer got away, but he also realized he could never see his lady again.
Right.
So you gotta cut ties altogether and be like, all right, great.
Yeah.
Let's have one last meal. Let's go down to, you know, Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. Fill up your belly with carbs because you're going to be out in the woods for the rest
yeah.
of your life, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And up in that Boone area, like up in that Appalachian Trail area, there's a bunch of like rentals that nobody ever uses. You can just rental hop all you want, probably. You know?
He can't do anything where he has to interact with people.
No. You gotta go at night and you gotta do all the shit.
Just break into rentals, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Who is the Versace guy? Who killed Versace?
Yeah.
And he was kind of fucking tooling around boathouses and shit.
Andrew Philip Cunanan?
Cunanan.
Andrew Cunanan.
So he was actually, the media was actually like fucking up because they would like report something. Remember he was like driving a certain car. They reported that he was. So he like pulled over, killed another dude to get another car. Yep. And then they like report. So he was just like watching the news to like see what he had to do next.
Now him, he ran out of food and that's where shit got wild.
Yeah.
Do you remember all those maggots and all that other shit where, you know, he was just starving?
Yeah.
And he didn't have any food?
Yeah, fun. That was fun.
Laundry, though, just seems like he could...
He'd just eat the maggots.
Well, he could just go, you know? Like, he was built for naked and afraid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we'll never see him again.
Sure.
In all sincerity, you think this gets solved?
Eventually. Hmm. If they just look in the backyard. Wouldn't that be the best?
I think he's on the lam forever.
Mark my words. He's very close to home.
He's on the lam forever, I think. But that TMZ photo, I was just like, Jesus Christ.
So not him.
I don't think they ever catch him, but I think he dies pretty soon. And like they find a skeleton in like 20 years.
Really?
Okay.
I think he evades them that well?
Well, yeah. His dead body covered in leaves and eaten by like
so
bears.
So he just goes full DB Cooper?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. I hate to give him that much credit for sure, but
we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. I was watching the playoffs last night. Red Sox and Astros are playing to go to the World Series against the winner of the Braves Dodgers, who are on this afternoon. Alex Rodriguez is still doing the after show thing and the before show thing. I hate this guy so fucking much, but he's in Boston last night.
Did he get trolled?
Yes.
What were they saying?
The entire, because they destroyed him. Bob, what was the final score? I turned it off. It was like 11-2 or 3.
12-3. Red Sox beat the Astros.
Yeah. It was gnarly, right? So they're in Fenway, and then afterwards, they just start chanting, J-Lo Affleck! J-Lo Affleck!
What did he say?
Didn't say anything.
He cheesed. He tried to be like, I love it. I love this time. Oh, baseball, the rivalries.
Okay,
I love it.
You know, you got me, guys. Yeah. I'm gay. What? Yeah. You got me, guys. You got me. Yeah. Love it. Happy for them.
Those fucking guys, dude. And then that's the worst team of all time, by the way, Bob. It's him and then David Ortiz, who I can't understand one word he says. He doesn't speak English. So
David Ortiz?
Yes.
Is announcing?
I won't be a Leo Hora here.
He's a studio guy. He's not in the booth.
Okay.
He's terrible. Yeah. He doesn't speak English. Mm.
To this day, very Selma Hayek.
Which is fine, but it's very baseball these days.
But the two, there's plenty of dudes who do speak English between the TBS and Fox broadcasts who also aren't good. It's just baseball in particular has tried really hard to do the NBA on TNT situation on both TBS and on Fox, right? They're like pal around studio.
Yeah.
Sure, we're just buddies. Yeah. Remember when we used to play together?
Suck each other's dicks.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Terrible teams. But him, Pedro Martinez, between the two of them, it's just like a fucking English class waiting to happen. Just like, Jesus Christ, man.
ESL.
But
it's not like the English, it's not like the dudes who speak English perfect are giving any better of commentary.
They're dumb dudes.
Like, Ron Darling is in there, and he sounds hammered or just old. Like, he seems like a pissed off uncle at Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Where he's just like, a strike.
Right.
It's a strike.
Unnecessarily mad at things.
So it sounds like Dan.
Yeah. Well,
there's a reason why Dan likes baseball.
Yeah.
He's just like he's curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon.
Early onset curmudgeon.
Oh, yes. Imagine Dan in 10
years.
He's
too young to be curmudgeon.
Imagine him in 10 years.
Some people get that early. It's like shingles. You know what I mean? Like some people, some younger people get it.
70-year-old Dan. Telling him to get off his lawn.
Not a prayer. Not a prayer. I remember we were out with him and his girlfriend, and you finally turned and you were like, is he like this all day long? She's like, yes. The entire day by like 10:30, he's just a fucking asshole. I was just like, oh, all right, cool. Cool.
Yeah, but she could turn to me and I would probably say the same thing.
About me?
I mean, not all the time. Come on, James. We're saints.
It's our anniversary.
We're saints.
Damn it. It's
our anniversary. We made it through the 7-year itch. That was hard, but here we are. Looks like we made it.
Yeah. What is this? 8 is number 8 for us?
Yes.
Yeah. Been together for 10, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I've known you my whole life.
Right.
Is there my bookie odds on that? Do we cash in? Am I winning money?
Made it past 7. I told you to.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the 7th year, I said, Giorgio, I'd put money on it if I were you. And I'm sorry you lost it, but.
You know what the next big hurdle or whatever is?
What?
When the kids leave.
Oh, well, yeah.
And it's just the two of you again.
I know. What
it's
are
gonna
we
going to be a while.
It's going to be a while,
yeah.
But
it's gonna be a while.
I hope that we still have the energy to do my plan of just like drinking martinis and doing pills all day.
Yeah.
Either, I mean, you want to be by the beach. I want to be in New York. I guess New York is not going to be a thing anymore. Whatever. I want to wear muumuus and just like live life privately.
Yes.
No one's going to know about it. Not that anyone knows about my life now, but.
Yeah.
So who's more shit-faced on Jagger's first week of college? You two or Jagger?
Us.
Yeah.
Can we go? Do they let you do that? Because we would be fun, right?
No, look.
He goes to Ohio State,
we
right?
We think we'd be really fun.
No, he can go wherever he wants. The kids can go wherever they want. I don't really care about that. James, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Is there a 40% off sale?
On the bundle.
Oh, on the bundle.
On the bundle.
What
and
up?
It's not the bundle that I always talk about, which is a pillow and a flat sheet. It's actually the adjustable base and a mattress.
Yeah,
40% off, you're getting one of those things for free, basically.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You can also get 30% off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. And as always, look, that's like, dude, if you want sheets by themselves, a pillow, the mattress, whatever, you can get whatever you want at 30% off. The bundle package is just the adjustable base thrown in there and the mattress. Otherwise, you can go promo code DRINKINGBROS and get everything in there. You're good to go. As always, they get a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there if you have decent credits. And you can put all of those deals together with that one. Walk out of there with a brand-new mattress set between $35 and $38 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, Jabes. We got Quip.
Quip.
You must quip it. When your brother,
you must quip it. How do we love Quip? Every human in our family has a Quip. It's actually helped the kids get on a little bit of a routine, as well as myself. But they give you, you know, rewards for brushing your teeth. It's just like a fun, sleek design, right?
Yeah.
I have all pink. You have all matte black, which is... I probably should have gotten that one, but
it's very nice.
Look, you need to tell the difference, right? We don't want to be grabbing the other person's Quip.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like, they're very small, you know, like electric toothbrushes, pretty bulky. You're plugging it into the wall and putting it on the base. This one is not like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a small mount for your mirror. Remember I was putting it on the mirror and you were like... You're like, are you putting that on the mirror? I was like, yeah, you can like barely see it. Looks like a regular toothbrush, but it's an electric toothbrush. Good health starts with good habits. Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to care for your mouth. And you can get on a subscription, so they'll send you brush heads exactly when you need them, right? So you're not having to be like, should I change this? They'll be like, nope, it's time to change it. And like I said, you can, it's a Bluetooth toothbrush. So you can hook it up to an app. You can get rewards, free stuff, kind of amazing. But we love Quip. If you go to getquip.com/nooners right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill, quip.com at quip.com/nooners. Spelled GETQUIP.com/nooners. Quip, the good habits company. And boy, do we need them right now.
Yes. So that is your first refill free at getquip.com/nooners. GETQUIP.com/nooners. Quip, the good habits company. It's one of those things, though, where you see people who are empty nesters.
Yeah.
And they don't really know what to fucking do with themselves.
No. And I mean, I get it, but that's why I try and have a little bit of a balance. It might not work out of like keeping a little something for myself. Trying. We'll see how long it lasts. But just for that reason is I don't want to be like left like, who the fuck am I? Like, what do I do? What do I like doing? What am I into? You're like, and but it's the most noble thing that you can do. I'm not noble, obviously, or courageous in any way. Therefore, I'm not like staying home completely. But people that do that, like, what a huge sacrifice to then be like, okay, now what?
Right. Right.
That's fucking scary.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but after all this ends, I'm killing all the social media and everything else.
Yeah.
That's it.
Will you consider a snowbird situation?
Beach. What do you mean?
A condo in New York and then, or apartment in New York and then a place by the beach.
Look, it'd be great to be that rich and tell everybody to fuck off. So we'll see. We're working on it.
We're talking about, you know, a fictitious future that will probably never happen.
It's totally achievable if any of these fucking 800 ships in the Pacific come in. You know?
Yeah, but it's only been 8 years. It's like, calm down.
What do you mean? 8 years of what?
8 years. We've only been, I bet people are like, you've only been together 8 years. Like,
oh, I'm not going anywhere. Down. No, it's, look, we've been together for 10 and all that other shit. Like, I look at people our age and who are not like married with kids and I'm like, what a fucking loser. What a fucking loser. But what do you do with all that time? The first thing I thought when we had kids was like,
probably.
Yeah, I guess, but like, you have so much time and you realize how selfish you were with your time. We were just like, you fucking loser.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was selfish about a lot of things and I made a bigger deal about the littlest things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because I didn't have anything else to be like, I'm good, dude. I can't even put any energy into this. So you put energy into like everything, like someone not calling you back,
but it's or completely like, meaningless where you're just like, totally, cool, man. Yeah.
But we're all guilty of it. 100%.
Yeah.
Whether you have kids now and you were like that or you're still like that, you know, have fun. Again, sleep. I'm happy for you. I'm not saying that any way is right or wrong. You might be right. I might be wrong. I don't know. But it is true that if I were to continue on the path of not having kids, I would be a fucking nightmare. That's just me personally.
Yeah.
A selfish ass, crazy, blowing things out of proportion, idiot, nincompoop. That's what I would be. I'm not saying that you're that, right?
I think that Giorgio wants to get married and have kids.
He does. He wants to have kids.
Not.
You don't?
No.
Really?
Really? No. You're so good with the boys.
I'm a real good like coach. I'm a real good like after school guy you go and hang out with while your parents go to dinner.
Don't be creepy.
I'm good for like 3 to 4 hours.
Keep it classy.
I have a lot of experience coaching youth children's camps.
No, I know. I was just saying, like, it's not creepy. That's all I said.
No, no.
I think you want to get married.
Just enjoy being the after school guy, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, maybe. I feel like I'm going to make the wrong decision. Like, I would have too many divorces if I try to get married.
Oh, look. We're all making the wrong decision. Like,
I can't afford that.
Look at your... We're all fucking people. You've gotten to that point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Where you go, holy shit, my parents were just fucking two people. That's it?
My mom was just
real people that made mistakes and weren't that like...
My mom got knocked up at
22
by a drug smuggler.
You were what?
My mom got knocked up at 22 by a drug smuggler.
Really?
Right. So you maybe came to this realization a little bit earlier, right?
But so some your of dad us is a like drug a smuggler?
Normal- well, he raced dirt track race cars in Central California and in Mexico, and they would smuggle the drugs back and forth between Mexico and the race cars.
I mean, but that's fucking badass.
But like, my mom didn't know, and she was like, yeah, we would just go to Mexico and party. And I was like, oh, you.
Look, I mean, as long as he's not hurting people.
No.
Violent.
No.
Touching kids.
No.
Then badass.
No, he's just an old man now.
Just an old school, like, drug smuggler, car racer dude.
Car racer dude thingy?
Racer thing? Driver?
Thing sin sin?
Race car driver? I mean, that's fucking awesome.
That is awesome.
Jimmy was a race car driver. Said, Ellis, I'm number one.
Okay. All right. Have some coffee. Have some coffee.
Go ahead and kill that microphone.
But yeah, for most of us that have fairly normal parents, there is a, it's just, I think it's just called growing up, where you like look at them and you go, oh shit.
Yeah.
They were just like two fucking clueless people.
Yeah.
That got married or had sex or whatever. And that's it.
That's it. By the way, breaking the news here, Harry Styles just got cast as Thanos' brother in Marvel's Eternals. So that's a thing now that's going to happen out in the world.
Harry Styles, I don't mind it. I think he's great.
Great singer, great musician. Why do you want to do
all
this?
He's not a bad actor, actually.
Why do you want to do it?
Christopher Nolan raved about him.
Yeah, he's not a bad little actor. Okay. Seriously.
Why do you want to do this?
Why would who want to do it?
Just be the biggest singer in the world, dude. I don't really understand it. Same with Timberlake. Remember Timberlake made that fucking jump?
Yeah, but Timberlake wasn't good.
No
if
shit.
If Timberlake had been good, this would be a whole different conversation.
You're still looking at somebody that's just too famous to be there. Where you're just like, come on, man. We're good. Be like if Denzel Washington was in your fucking town play for Christmas. You'd be like, eh, the fuck are the rest of these idiots doing, you know? Like,
right.
It's too much. We already know who you are, dude. Like, no. No. Why does anybody want to do this shit is what I can't figure out either. Doing a Marvel movie is like 8 months and you're just stuck in a green screen and it's just miserable. Is him and Homegirl still together?
I think so.
Olivia Wilde?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They're still in a situation.
Good for them.
Good for them. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's so cool, right? She's not like other girls. She's just like so cool. So good for them.
He's doing a world tour right now, Harry Styles, and he got pelted in the fucking nuts by something the other night.
Really?
Yeah. On accident.
There's a
they were throwing shit on
clip
stage
from like when every he,
yeah
show.
Oh yeah, he's a funny dude,
right?
Because he goes, "Where are the dads at?" And he turned the lights on, and he goes, "I'm kidding. I can see you right there by your collars." What time did you guys play golf today? And the camera panned on him, and it was they were all. The dad just started laughing, and he was like, I'm kidding. Thanks for bringing your daughters out. It means a lot, blah, blah, blah.
He's just so fucking cool.
No.
Why would you ever begrudge him any fun challenge?
I want to see a great rock star. I don't, like, playing Thanos' brother? Like, fuck off, man. Like, just be a great rock star, you know? That's going to kill 8 months of your shit. So you can go sit.
I don't know. I'm not going to give you this one. This one is just meaningless begrudge, you know, curmudgeon stuff.
Not at all.
Yeah. Why do you care?
Because there's not many great rock stars left.
He'll still be a fucking rock star. Let him make a fucking couple mil, dude. What do you care?
Financially, that motherfucker's fine, dude. Like,
now, if you were into Marvel or super into his band, I guess I would understand.
I love Harry Styles.
Okay.
I think he's amazing. Shit. That Sign of the Times was it's one of my all-time faves.
Oh, yeah. You'll still tear up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. 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 Like, I think he's great, for real. His life decisions are weird shit, but whatever, man.
Are they, though?
Olivia Wilde?
Dude, who cares?
She's got, like, three kids.
Two.
Either way, it's weird. You're Harry Styles, dude. Go live your life.
But I think
brother.
They're seven, which is basically like grown up. Like, you don't have to parent
still,
after that.
It's like 5 years older than him, you know? Like, it's odd.
Okay.
She's in the mom bathing suits and all that other shit now. It's a little too much where you're like, you're Harry Styles. Go out and get the hottest girls on the planet. You're good. Not that Olivia Wilde's okay.
She's super hot.
She's okay. But okay. She's a mom now in her late 30s, and it's, you know.
She's also like a director. She's super rich. Yeah. She still makes money from some prince. Like, she's pretty, like, you know, as far as like, can you meet me out here, you know, on my tour,
yeah,
keeping up with his shit, like, she definitely can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you seen the excerpts from this Katie Couric book?
Yes. So we kind of talked about it, I think it was last week, where yeah, it was like, Katie Couric's a big, huge bitch.
It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not know this, by the way.
Yeah. So it's been, when did it come out? Bob, can you see when Going There, Katie Couric came out? So it's been, I think, a couple weeks, right?
It came out, actually, it's not out.
No, no, yeah, yeah.
October 26th. Yeah. So probably reviews have come out and excerpts have come out.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, but she's been doing this tour for, I guess, at this point, 2 weeks. And it's just every day is something worse than the other, that she just, like, got some lady, you know, some other anchor fired back in the day. What was the one that happened?
So today she gets interviewed by Savannah Guthrie.
Mm-hmm.
Top lip Guthrie. And... they were asking her about Matt Lauer,
mm-hmm,
and that whole shit. And, she said he was a great colleague and she never saw that other side of him. Guthrie kept pressing her and Couric just acknowledged there was rumors floating around, but she felt it was none of her business. She didn't know if it was true or not.
So Aniston is Katie Couric.
Yes. And so what they're saying is, this is almost a mirror of season 2 of The Morning Show.
Okay, well, the first one, I was trying to figure out who Jennifer Aniston was. I thought it might have been Guthrie.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it was
Katie Couric. Yeah.
And then who would be the other little pinhead? The Reese Witherspoon one.
I don't know. But, you know, as this keeps going along, I was in the dark about the Katie Couric shit. Everybody else I've heard about, like Ellen being a complete bitch and everything, mm-hmm, else. Yeah. I didn't know all this shit about Katie Couric, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you get to the level that she's at and has been for a very long time.
Right.
Without being a little bit of a bitch. Just how it goes.
Probably.
Right, especially in the midst of all of that happening. Like, you had to prevail in a environment of insane sexual harassment and people dropping like flies if they didn't do certain things, or rape and all of that. So. Right. You had to be a little bit callous and definitely not a girl's girl. She is 100% a big, huge bitch to other ladies. So, yeah, I mean, that's how she came out on top. Like, you don't come out unscathed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, she's a big, huge bitch.
Yeah.
So that's what I found out, and I was shocked by that.
But it's just funny that she seems so sweet.
Yeah.
And that's what almost makes it cringier, right? Or worse. If you're just like, ah, she's like, has this super young like husband or whatever, and she's like so sweet. But she's also like a big, huge bitch.
Now, the other ones that are out today are like the Meghan McCain shit. Like, that I understand.
Of what?
Her book? So today she finally went scorched earth of like, here's what happened. I was bullied by for her leaving The View,
mm-hmm,
bullied by Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and all that other shit.
Like, Whoopi, just what are you doing?
I don't know.
She is so miserable every single fucking day. I mean, she reads stuff, they do promos for it, and she's just like sitting.
Oh, yes.
Everyone else is standing like this, and she's just like, I mean, she hates every second of it.
Does she have some form of disease that we don't know about? And I'm being serious when I say it, because like, I saw her walking with a cane the other day.
She's just older and unhealthy, okay, right?
She's like, really unhealthy, yeah.
Right, so yeah, just like not, you know, not in great shape, older, okay, sitting all the time. Yeah. You don't ever really see her walk anywhere, and that's got to be a problem, right? You definitely need to like get moving a little bit. But yeah, The View is just a complete chaos. And I would read that book from Meghan McCain if she wrote one.
If you got offered that gig, would you take it?
Yeah, but I would go in like with complete open eyes, right? Like, I am on, like, I think at this point, most people watch The View to just be like, what fucked up shit is going to happen today? Like, this is a train wreck. It's chaos. Everybody hates each other. Whoopi does not want to be there. She's ready to just punch people in the face at every turn. There's, like, always a new girl that's like, I'm so excited to be here. And they're like, just wait, bitch. They all disagree on every, it's just, as soon as it starts, you're just like, what's up?
Let's go.
They'll do stuff like take two of them out because they had COVID in the middle of the show.
That was ridiculous.
It's insane. Like, that was absolutely staged. Craziness. But that's why you watch,
it's
right?
It's the Jersey Shore now.
Yes.
The View has become Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Yes. What kind of fights? What one thing is going to trigger Whoopi to, like, you know, go to church, like take everybody to church, like, you know, because we're just dumb. I don't know. But would I go on it? Abso-fucking-lutely. And I would just sit there and be like, what the fuck is going to happen? Right?
But then you got to talk shit.
Yeah, but if you go in there knowing that, like knowing that you don't stand a chance, Whoopi would hate me. She would hate my fucking guts.
But having to do that job every day, because when I read this shit about Meghan McCain today, I was like, man, the fact that you voluntarily did that job every day, like, oh my God, what a nightmare.
I feel what a nightmare.
James would be like Margaritaville. Person on that on the crew, like you would just be drinking all the time, you'd be talking about the food, you wouldn't be doing anything.
If they wanted that, I would definitely be like, ladies
talk about the sangria,
come on. You know what I mean? It's like agree to disagree or something like that, and they'd be like, shut up, Jesse, we want to fight. And I'm like, okay, I'm good, whatever.
What?
I'll just be like an oversharer.
Yeah,
I'll just like air out everybody, like anything they ever tell me backstage. I'm like, yeah, remember? Yes, I would do it in that capacity.
Some other news I want to report here, because this came out last night, about Chuck Liddell. Mm-hmm. I had said this on Drinking Bros and maybe on here, but I was like, just let's wait for the facts of this case to come out. I talked to Chuck after that incident where he got arrested for domestic battery. He had said, look, I was the one who was getting the shit kicked out of me, and I just took it. Mm-hmm. And when the police came, one of us has to go to jail and that thing. And he goes, when all the facts come out, you'll see what happened. And he goes, and I'm like, dude, I know you. Like, you're not that guy. And sure enough, last night the charges were dropped. So there was nothing there. And it was exactly what he said. So he has the right to press charges against her.
Right, okay.
But he declined, obviously, and I'm sure they'll just get a divorce. So,
right.
Yeah. Because he's like literally one of the nicest guys in the world. To a point where he's a pushover.
I really do think that's the best way to deal with anything like that, though. I mean, he did put out a little bit of a statement, but he stayed fairly quiet, which is what I...
Yes.
Like, that's my... MO is like, just let people spin out and then without you getting involved in the craziness, because then it just explodes. But yeah, it did. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it, but yeah.
And then James, you'll be happy to know I am getting a new computer now.
You are?
The 16-inch is finally out for Apple, and I will get it. Is it available, Giorgio? I asked you last night. Can we go to the site and order the shit?
It is available to order. You should receive it before November.
Great. So we'll do that after the show. I'm amped about that.
Yeah. That'll be good. I think it does have the bar, though.
Nope. They got rid of the bar.
Oh, okay.
Balls. Yes. I hated that thing. Do you like it?
Yes.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah. I'm just kind of a person that like things that make... like technology that makes things easier. I'm in.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't like it.
Okay.
I just want a volume up and down. I want the normal shit.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Again, that's why we have a Roku in every fucking TV. Childlike remote, 6 buttons. Let's go. We're good to go here. Yeah.
The jitterbug of remotes. It literally has a Netflix button, a fucking Hulu button. Yeah.
That's all I need. I don't need a lot. You know, I'm not going to fucking 19 different apps.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
Although I couldn't find the Twitch, by the way. Couldn't find the Twitch on any of those smart TVs. We got a convo with Patreon tomorrow, by the way.
Okay.
So we shall chat with them and see what's going on. Because a lot of people aren't getting the notifications on these shows.
over and over and over again. So we're going to try to figure out a way around the old used tubes here. My God, dude. This has been an uphill battle. Some months will be good where you're like, oh yeah, we're getting subscriber. Others are just terrible. I know they're dumping a lot of money into the company and for an IPO. So they're going to be going public pretty soon. So we'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But I hear you on the notifications and all this other shit. Nothing we can do. I don't understand it. I think we hired a YouTube guy and they said, what, 3 notifications a day, Bob? Was that it?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a day or within some random 24 hours. Like I don't know if the 24-hour window is like 3 p.m. to 3 p.m. or, you know, if it's like 3 on Monday, 3 on Tuesday. I like truly, that part of it still baffles me. But yeah.
And just when you figure it out, they'll change it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't want you to be able to have a TV station on their platform.
No.
So they're going to make it hard for you.
The weirdest thing, though, is like looking at it is like, how does a guy like Mr. Beast, like how do you get 160 million subscribers like that?
He's just the king of YouTube, though. Like his video structure is like insane. The way he does like his like build up and it's like huge things of philanthropy. He did one episode where he's just delivering Uber Eats in a helicopter. Like,
yeah,
he's just really, really good at what he does. Like, I don't even know how to explain.
And isn't
that.
He kid? Kid friendly?
Yeah, he's everything friendly. He's
so
like
no cursing, like
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's huge. Not controversial, no political, nothing. That's how.
The odd thing about it is, do you ever look at a picture of this guy? Can you pull up a picture of him, Bob?
Mr. Beast?
Yeah, have you ever seen what he looks like?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I like strange. His facial hair.
It's strange where you're just like, oh, that's the guy who's gonna be the biggest guy on YouTube?
Okay.
Yeah. It's really, really odd.
I think PewDiePie was technically the king of YouTube, but yeah. Mr. Beast is number 2, I guess, if you want to call him that.
No, I think he's past PewDiePie, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
What does he do?
He makes these giant bits of philanthropy.
Yeah, just a normal.
But his wow. The way he structures his videos is super engaging and keeps you like on the edge.
We don't have to do
edge,
everything that we're doing the edge over of here, it? Makeup.
No, and we had a convo with this.
This is a gas station clerk in Arkansas.
Yes. Yeah, that's a Circuit City employee.
That's a Circuit City employee.
That's looking for...
He probably
he was at Radio Shack.
He was
at Circuit City. Both of them went bankrupt.
He was at Circuit City. They closed. Radio Shack. They closed. Mm-hmm. Now he's not quite... He's too analog for an Apple store, right?
He's Geek Squad at Best Buy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's so fucking weird. But we chatted with some YouTube people behind the scenes because we were trying to figure this all out. And... they said that he's got 15 people on staff who are just literally like grinding their fucking face into the floor, trying to figure out the best thumbnail and the title and all that shit.
I mean,
I'm just like,
again, right. Just when you think you figured it out, they're going to change it. So yeah. I just keep going.
So look, we'll have this convo with Patreon tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. But it'd be nice. That's the only site that I've ever gotten notifications for. Every single time
Patreon,
where it just comes right to my thing, and I'm like, they've never missed. So we'll see what happens there, Jabes. What are you watching right now?
Buried.
Tell everybody about Buried.
Buried. It's a new show on Showtime, documentary series about this lady that there was a time, I guess, in the late 80s, early 90s, where suppressed memory... was a huge thing. So this lady got hypnotized and brought up this like suppressed memory of her dad killing her best friend. And she like went to trial on it. The guy got convicted on purely no evidence, nothing, purely on a suppressed memory that came out in hypnotism.
What?
Yeah, it got overturned, obviously, and everyone like came back to their senses, but it was like a craze for a little bit, which I kind of love. Like, we go through these things where people are like, oh, yes, repressed memory, like trauma, and you don't know how memory works. But like, we still don't. It was crazy that they were convicting people on someone's hazy memory alone 20 years later. That's fucking insane.
That is maybe more egregious than the literal Salem witch trials when those crazy bitches were on the stand. They're like, she's controlling me right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
makes
that's
more
what
sense.
It goes back to, where it's like, the judicial system is, it's just not that way. So how that happened and how that went through and how people, you know, I don't know, got into our heads that that's a real thing. It's insane. And it's like the power of just, yeah.
Suppressed memory, James.
Suppressed memory.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, no, I can't.
20 years later, she had no memory of it whatsoever. Not even anywhere in the cockles of the mind. 20 years later.
And what was the case?
It was a girl and her one of her best friends when she was 8
mm-hmm.
Got murdered in this field. Molested and murdered.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was a small town, like super safe small town, and everyone was like, what the fuck? I mean, it was obviously probably some truck, somebody coming through. She was thrown on the side of the road. All the like things that like wayward, fucked up motherfuckers do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But she, yeah. And
crazy.
And everything that she was remembering from the case was stuff that was in newspapers. So it was like widely known stuff. It's not like, how would she know that? It was like, it was right there in the for 20 years. And she had clippings. And everyone was like, well, all right, he goes. He goes, I guess.
So what's your honest thought on what happened? Did the guy do it or no?
I don't think he did that, but he was definitely a fucked up dude.
Okay.
And he was a horrible dad. And there was some molestation and he was horrible.
He was molesting his own kids?
Yes.
Okay.
So... look, they came by it, honestly, but it's very different to convict someone for murder.
Is it?
Look, I mean, I'm, by
if
the way,
I'm fine
with
a shitty person goes
it.
Down
yeah.
for something
and I
else.
Think that's why it happened. Like, had he not been that, right? But
right.
it's just fascinating. It
yeah.
was fascinating.
Yeah. Kind of like, what was that one Netflix one that took over for, you know, 2 or 3 years?
Which one? Oh, name
say, Stephen.
Oh,
Stephen
the
Avery.
Making
a murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They did a couple seasons of that. Remember, everybody was all in, and then they were just kind of like,
no. And then we
I was the
like,
only one who was like, hey, dude, I think he probably did this.
I want little dum dum Dassey to get out, but he definitely did it.
I think Dassey was probably there, but he's mentally retarded. And,
yeah,
you know,
and like,
yeah.
I don't know.
He's sleeping, Brendan. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
like,
just asleep.
I know. So, I don't know.
Scott Castle, thanks, buddy. He says, thanks for the content all the time. Yeah, of course. Rain or shine, I'm here. You know? Sick, not sick, whatever. We're here.
Sure.
We're out in these streets, dude. You know?
Right.
Can't stop me.
Sure.
God damn it, dude.
Even if you want to.
No.
You can't.
No need.
Don't even ask.
Nah, dog.
Can't stop him.
We got a big few days coming up here. Like I said, we've got this afternoon we're doing Braves game. Braves are on at 4 today against the Dodgers. That's going to be a monster one. Boone, North Carolina, where Laundry's at, is the Appalachian State's Coastal Carolina game that Tailgate Legends will be at. I've bet $1,000 on the game on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposits.
Okay.
That's one of my biggest bets of the week here. We always do locks of the week if you follow my Instagram at STJames, or Drinking Bros podcast, or any of those other ones. We do the locks of the week. I have to tell you earlier this week, because it is rare that there is a Wednesday night football game, and there is, and that's fucking awesome. So we're super stoked about that. And then obviously if the Braves go to the World Series, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Gotta go, obviously.
Oh, but, okay, okay.
Yeah, I've got my hopes and dreams. Like, I to go and see them in Fenway would be a dream. I have not seen a baseball game in Fenway. I've shot a TV show there, but I've not been there.
Fenway in October has got to be just, like, literal heaven.
So one of my writing mentor was there last night, and he was posting pictures for the game, and it just looks magical. The whole thing is magical. And then I can go up to Alex Rodriguez and say,
J-Lo Affleck.
J-Lo Affleck.
Yeah. Right in his face, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then a lot of Let's Go Brandon chants last night in Boston.
Sure.
People were getting rocked last night. There's nothing like watching the TV and you can see everybody kind of bundled up in light coats,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're like, yeah, this
yeah.
is it. This is it.
when you don't need a koozie for your beer, you need to take gloves to the stadium.
Yeah.
Because you got to keep your hands warm, not the beer cold.
That's, damn it, man.
It's good sports weather.
It's that time of
I'm
year,
definitely
James.
Done with summer.
Forever.
Yeah. Well, no. But I mean, as soon as it gets really cold, I'm going to say I want it to be summer. But I'm definitely done. Like, if we're done with the stuff, we're done.
If we're at the beach, fine. You know? But Dan anywhere else.
He's got flippity flops and shorts still.
Yeah.
But I need to be done with it.
Yeah.
I need a sweater on.
I was about 70 rolling into work today.
Yeah.
So, you know.
No, that's still fucking hot. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, that's still.
You want a little 58, don't you?
Yeah, well, cool 62.
Okay. All right. San Francisco was like that.
Sure, I know. California's like that, but.
Yeah. San Francisco in particular, it's always 62.
Sure.
So. Yeah. Either way, join us today. We got Drinking Bros on at 2, and then we've got Braves Dodgers on at 4. Big day here, kids. Big, big day. Okay? A lot of things going on, Jabes. Buried. Suppressed memories. All right? That's what I'm going through this afternoon. Braves have been there how many times?
See what
how many times we've been here, Braves?
See what comes up. You might implicate someone.
I told Bob I'd probably walk out in the third inning today. I have a feeling we're going to get a house.
That would be on brand for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to. So in back-to-back postseasons, 2019 and 2020, we had a game that started out with the Braves giving up 10 runs in the first inning.
Yep.
And then the next year, 11 runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
So
I could be out of there by the first.
12? Is it 12 this year?
Yeah, I could be out of there by the first inning. We'll see.
Both Major League Baseball playoff records.
Yeah. So we'll find out what happens today, Jabes, you know? You look lovely.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary. You're a better human than I am, and I think that's important to marry a better human than you are.
Well, that's how I feel.
Stop.
Yeah,
no,
in some ways. In some ways, yeah. In the important ways, you know, making money, you know what I mean? I'm horrible at it. Right? I'm just joking. I love you.
I love you too. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a review. That is the only thing that keeps us in the charts. Go there. Just steal an iPhone, leave a review and a 5-star. We greatly appreciate it. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.